We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Hey Sif Chaf. Says the Mechaber, Mutar Lomar Leinu Yehudi Lachalov Behemto B'Shabbos Mishum Tzar Balachaim Shehachalov Mitzara V'Achalov Aser Bo Bayom. It is permissible to tell a non-Jew to milk a cow or any other animal on Shabbos if the animal is in pain because it has not been milked yet because of this issue of Tzar Balachaim. However, the milk which comes out is prohibited. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason that the milk is prohibited is because of a concept called Mashkin Shezavu, which we will see later on in Siman Shin Chaf Sif Aleph, that juice which comes out of fruit is prohibited, so too the milk which comes out of the animal is prohibited. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rambam, who says that milking into a kli is prohibited midoraisa, but milking into food is only prohibited midorabana. The Mechaber continues, V'yesh omrim shetzarech leknoso minein Yehudi b'dover muat, shalei yenira kechol v'tzarech Yisrael. There's another opinion which states that you actually have to buy the animal, buy the milk from the non-Jew, so that it does not appear that the non-Jew is milking for the Jew, rather he's milking for himself and then selling it to the non-Jew, to the Jew. This opinion holds that really it is prohibited for the non-Jew to milk unless he is milking for himself and the non-Jew buys it. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Minhag HaOlam is to be Mekel like the first Svara, that because of Tzar Balei Chaim, we are Matir, we permit Amir Aleinu Yehudi to allow the milking of the cow. But says the Mishnah Berurah, it's best to have the non-Jew milk into food, so that is a shvus to shvus, two drabanans together. The Chazon Ish says if you can't find a non-Jew and the animal is in a lot of pain, then you are allowed to milk the cow onto the ground, since the milk is going to waste. It is only aser midrabanan. Simf chaf alef gvinos she'osos hashvachos me'atzon mechalav shel Yisrael mutar kevin she'eino omer len she'yasu. If there are non-Jewish women who make cheese from milk which belonged to a Jew, and they make the cheese on their own, since they were not told to make the cheese, it is permissible to use this cheese. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that this heter is called adaita denafshe, that the non-Jewish woman was doing it under her own will, so it's permissible to use this cheese. However, the achronim quoted in the Mishnah Berurah disagree and say that since she is taking the milk from the Jew, and the Jew doesn't say anything about it, it appears that it is nichale for the Jew, for the non-Jew to do this act, and it is no longer considered adaita denafshe. Rather, it is considered a daita di Yisrael, that she is doing it on the Jew's behalf, and therefore, you are really mechuyav to be mocha, to tell her not to make those cheeses from your milk. The El Yaraba and the Prima Gadim agree that when the Shulchan Aruch makes his statement, he only means it if she does it every so often, where it's not really clear that she's doing it for the Jew. But if it's something that she does often, it's clear it's being done for the Jew, and it would be prohibited. Sifchav Beis, Mishiesh Lanar in Yehudi, Verochev ala Behema Beshabbos Kshemalich ala Ashkosa, Inu Tzarech Lemano, Shachai no Seyasatzmo. If one has a child servant who is not Jewish, and that servant rides on the Jew's animal in order to get it some water, and it is being done on Shabbos, one does not need to stop the non-Jew from riding on the animal. It is not considered as though the animal is doing work on Shabbos, which would be prohibited because of Shisas Behemto. Because the Chai no seyas atzmo, it is as though the child is carrying himself. However, must ensure that the child does not place any clothing on the animal, because then the animal would be carrying that, and that would be a problem of Shvisas Behemto.